What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I will say, the Chiquette is out of the bag because all anyone wants to talk about is how Shador should be starting for the Cleveland Browns now.
Which is a fun development for people like myself. We were enjoying this while also having it. I don't think you understand completely. This is not the, this should be a great day for me. This should be a great, like, 72 hours for me. And instead, I just get people in my mentions, it felt like, for now and continuing on to the show today, being like, it's just one preseason game. He did nothing. It means nothing. And it's just like, guys, why are you yelling at me about this?
Yeah, this is, or the Dylan Gabriel hasn't gotten a chance because he's been hurt. Yeah, that's like, not, like, sorry, but this does, you do get Wally pipped in football all the time if you're not healthy, even if you just miss a week of practices or however many time actual Dylan's actually missed.
So I'm going to put this back on some of the people. So for like months, the critique was, it's like, oh, you don't love the Browns if you love Shador, which is hogwash. Browns fans just want a quarterback to be good. Doesn't matter who they are. But this flies in the face of that. This is more the idea that the anti-Shador people have taken it to an extreme where I'm questioning whether or not they like the Browns.
Okay, specific to the anti-Shador people, I don't get it to that level. I really don't. Like, when I was approaching it from, is he worth the number two pick, I was incredulous that there was so many people acting like I was the moron for saying, I think he's a good quarterback, I don't think he's going to be a great quarterback. Meaning, like, I was comfortable at 33, 35, or I think it was 67, I just wasn't comfortable at 2. This class of folks who just don't like this kid, I don't get it. Not like,
it makes no sense.
Like, I feel like I have seen legions of Browns fans get irrationally excited by guys who never did anything in the preseason or in camp. And then this kid actually does something in the preseason and it's like, it's one game or it's, who cares? You know, it wasn't in the joint practices or whatever the excuse is. I mean, maybe this is all part and parcel with fallout from the Deshaun thing. Like, I do think nothing has become more potent haterade than watching the Browns organization over the last 15 years. Like, right, there's plenty of reasons, but I don't understand why you don't have the Randy Quaid. They score 5 runs, and all of a sudden he turns the cap back around, and he knew it the whole time, right?
That's how it should be. It should be, you're the person that's been starving, you're hungry, you want food. You shouldn't be like, no, that's not filet mignon. I'm not satisfied with that. Like, give me anything at this point. It shouldn't matter that he comes with a walking boombox attached to himself. You should just like Shador Sanders because he gives this team hope.
Credit to Ross Tucker, who we're going to try and get on this week. I think he's going to be with us every week during football season again. He put out the preseason evaluation guide. So it's player does well. I told you he's awesome. Player you don't like does well. Preseason doesn't matter. Look who he's playing against. Player you like does poorly. Preseason doesn't matter. Look at who he's playing with. Player you don't like does poorly. I told you he sucks.
So it does miss some context in many ways. Obviously, that's the joke. The whole thing's a joke of a write-up. That's the point. But Shador could have had half the numbers that he had on Friday night. How he looked mattered. And I think that's got to be, for a lot of people, in the selling point of, will this translate in other games? Will this continue to translate? How he looked, the poise he had, the comfortability in the pocket, like it looked the part.
Now, to Nathan's math, if you heard it there at the end, because I went inside football by asking him, can Imani Marshall make this team? I don't care. The kid looked good on Friday. But he was talking about the math, which is, all right, 53-man roster, you have three specialists, then you have a 26-24 split historically. The Browns have 26 defenders and then 24 players on offense. And then he added, and you've got four quarterbacks. If you only carry 24 offensive players and you carry four quarterbacks, I'm talking about into week one. I'm not saying like the first initial breakdown, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm saying in like on the actual opening day roster, that first week against Cincinnati, if you have four quarterbacks, you should fire Andrew Berry right now. He is the biggest force of all time. I think there might be.
Kenny Pickett would be the force.
He would be.
And it makes no sense him being on this roster.
It doesn't make sense that he's still getting these reps.
Because he hasn't been able to play. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. And on top of it, we have two rookie quarterbacks. Even if I don't think Dylan Gabriel's anything, I want to see what Shador can do. And I'd much rather see what Dylan Gabriel can do than Kenny Pickett.
Well, and Dylan Gabriel has done enough to earn the stress test from the Browns. That means they're trying to figure out how early they can get him ready to play. Same thing with Shador. I'm not doing any sort of shenanigans to keep a guy who I've never seen play good football in meaningful spots in the NFL just so I can try and get somebody to give me a fifth round pick down the road. Nope. Sunk cost. Move on from the fifth rounder. Mm-hmm. And then let's go ahead and open up that extra spot for Gage or Luke Floria or any of the young guys who have promised to make this roster long term.
Yeah, because what it means is they're going to take five wide receivers instead of six probably, and that will cut out someone like Gage.
All right. Peterlin pastime.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
This is going to go to my friends over there at Nike. They had the Shador Sanders advertisement, only a matter of time, with the wrist up motion, and the numbers on this were insane. My own tweet got 625,000 impressions. The actual main Nike account's tweet had 10 million impressions. People were into this, but Nike's been doing this for a little bit. Scottie Scheffler won a major, and the tweet they had was, "You've already won," with the photo of him and his child. The next tweet was, "But another major never hurt," and it's him swinging the club. Like, this is what they do. People lost their minds because I can see where they're going here, right? A preseason game is not the equivalent of winning a major open in golf. I understand that. But this is about the clicks, and this is about celebrating people when they need to be celebrated. And for Shador Sanders, this was a big-time celebration.
Let's just say this. A preseason game has more stakes to it than a major in terms of, like, eyeballs on it. More people care about NFL preseason and more people watch NFL preseason than they do a master. right?
No, I don't know about that. Masters get $10 million viewers, and on Sundays they get about 13 million viewers, which is it's not a preseason game.
All right, then here's another way to look at it, since I talked out my ass there. 5 days later, people will still be talking about Shador in the preseason game. 5 days after winning a major, we've stopped talking about Scotty.
That's 100% accurate, yes.
I knew I'd get around there eventually.
The point is that it's very warranted to celebrate Shador Sanders in that moment, and you saw by how viral this ad went that clearly people had an interest in celebrating Shador. Now, was it a little attention hungry by Nike? Yeah, that's the name of the game.
I didn't know those brands wanted to be like church mice.
I know, right? Like that's the response on this is wild. It's like, how could you? What do you mean, how could you? You mean they accomplished the exact goal they were going for? Someone got a massive promotion after this ad campaign. This very simple ad that ran with only a matter of time in the Nike logo. This was worth millions to them in free ad revenue. It's a great job.
I'm just very surprised when billion-dollar corporations seek to get publicity so they can be even more billion-dollar corporations. I mean, who knew?
Now, it was funny.
I thought they were in it for the love of shoes.
Well, so where NFL people got a little up in arms is it's like, well, where's Cam Ward's Nike poster? Where's Jackson Dart's Nike poster? And it's like, well, yeah,
where's the sizzle for either quarterback?
If they brought the intrigue the way that Shador does, they'd probably have one too.
Yeah, that's just NFL people being purposefully daft. Like, that's, you know the difference between those two, and it's okay. Well, but what was the we're number one pick? Shut up. Don't be a jamoke.
Well, and some even took it further. They took it with, like, just random jamokes that were throwing and having decent passes during these preseason games.
He went 3 for 4.
It was basically anybody that had a touchdown over the weekend, and the complaints were coming. So I thought it was a good job by Nike. You get my Peterlin pass this week for sticking to the bit and understanding the game.
The Peterlin pass.
The other quarterbacks for the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.